The shared revenue plan by Representative Stephen Freese and four other colleagues is not the official Republican position or anyone else's yet.
I'm hopeful that members in both political parties recognize that we are doing a fairer distribution and the priorities that we set are better.
The Dodgeville Republican says the priority is our public safety services, and how much state aid cities would be eligible for under the plan would be based on the amount spent for police, fire, and jails. The shared revenue plan uses the same amount of state aid as the governor's proposal, just shifts it around so that no community would lose more than 13%. Aid would not change for counties. Some cities, like Madison, benefit under the proposal, along with Republican areas like Waukesha. But Beloit and Milwaukee would feel a financial pinch. Rich Eggleston from the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities says the plan, touted as fair, is anything but.
This shows how fairness can be in the eye of the beholder.
Both this plan and that of Governor Jim Doyle would cut shared revenue by $70 million. But Eggleston says property poor areas would bear too much of the burden in helping the state balance its budget. Republicans say their plan to keep taxes down is meant to be part of a local levy freeze still in the works. It's that freeze that Governor Jim Doyle says will not only hurt local services, but curb economic development. He told those at the Madison Building and Trade Conference that jobs might be affected if Republicans clamp down on local spending.
Nobody is ever going to issue a bond to a municipal government that has this kind of draconian cap that has been placed onto them. There isn't going to be any money for growth or development.
The shared revenue plan unveiled by a handful of Republicans does target some state money toward urban development and housing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.